In this section, we hear more about the proposed Western Link Road, as well as the other roadworks in the pipeline. The Norfolk Wildlife Trust expresses concern about the impact the Western Link Road will have on important habitats, but on the other hand, hospital bosses and the fire chiefs see benefits.
A wildlife trust says it has grave concerns over the impact on important habitats and vulnerable species of the mooted Western Link Route. The chief executive of Norfolk Wildlife Trust says the £153 million road would destroy parts of three county wildlife sites and is not convinced by the council's claims it will leave wildlife in a better state than before construction. Norfolk County Council's Conservative-controlled cabinet this week agreed to option C as their favoured route for the road. It would be a 3.9-mile road from the A1067 near the NDR, travelling halfway between Western Longville and Ringland and linking to the A47 at a new junction at Wood Lane near Honingham. It would require a 720-metre-long viaduct over the River Wensum. But Norfolk Wildlife Trust said it would affect county wildlife sites at Primrose Grove, Foxborough Plantation and the River Wensum pastures. Martin Wilby, Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport at Norwich County Council, said the link had strong support, with 86% of people who responded to consultation last summer saying they wanted a new road. He said he understood the concerns over wildlife, but said the project's budget includes estimated costs for measures which will help us achieve biodiversity net gain. We're very keen to work with Norfolk Wildlife Trust and other similar organisations, which is why we've set up our Norwich Western Link Ecology Liaison Group.
Again, the controversial £153 million Western Link Road has been backed by hospital bosses and fire chiefs who say it will speed up how quickly emergency vehicles can get around Norwich. The proposal has sparked controversy. Campaigners from climate change group Extinction Rebellion protested at County Hall. Owners of woodland are against the route, while Norfolk Wildlife Trust, as we have heard, has grave concerns about its impact on animal habitats. But supporters include the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, which says it is in the interests of patients and staff. Norfolk's chief fire officer also wanted to see the road happen. Stuart Ruff said Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service would welcome developments to improve the road infrastructure in the general area highlighted by the proposals.
A potential Western Link for the Norwich Northern Distributor Road could see Norfolk County Council repaying £1 million per year for the next 50 years, it has been revealed. As members of the Council's Scrutiny Committee examined the Cabinet's decision to name its preferred route for the much-discussed road, the extent of borrowing that will be necessary for it to happen was raised. And with hope that the Department for Transport will largely fund the £153 million road, which will connect the NDR to the A47 at Wood Lane, the level of borrowing the council will require was discussed. Andrew Jamieson, Cabinet Member for Finance, said between £25 million and £30 million would likely need to be found by the council to fund its part, but that it could be left borrowing almost £1 million every year for the next half a century.
Months of work to replace gas mains on a busy city road originally scheduled to begin next week are now not set to get underway until September. Cadent was originally set to begin works to improve gas connectivity in the Plumstead Road area of Norwich on Monday. However, an 11th-hour scheduling change has seen the works put off until the beginning of September. The first phase of the works will see a 100-metre stretch of Plumpstead Road from its junction with Heartsease Lane partially closed for 3 weeks from Monday, September the 9th. However, this closure, which will only affect the eastbound lane, is just the tip of the iceberg, with further work staggered over the coming months until January 2020. It will see intermittent closures on sections of Plumpstead Road, Lionwood Road and Hillary Avenue, along with the use of temporary traffic lights as the scheme progresses. A spokesman for Cadence said the work involves diverting existing low-pressure gas mains and replacing ageing medium-pressure gas mains. The essential work will help ensure local residents keep on enjoying safe and reliable gas supplies until the dawn of the 22nd century. Now let us go to our first feature, Summer Salt Marsh, in which Nick Aitchison sings the praises of Norfolk's glorious marshes. Our reader is Dorothy Sneesby.
Thank you, Dorothy. Our final news slot on this part looks at news items that have centred on birds and animals, as well as news items relating to public transport. We start with an item about a dive-bombing seagull.
Visitors to Norfolk's beaches are used to dodging hungry seagulls trying to snatch their ice creams or portion of fish and chips. But now, residents in Norwich City Centre have become accustomed to one of the seabirds a little closer to home after a seagull nesting at St Andrew's Hall became notorious after beginning to dive-bomb unsuspecting passers-by. The gull, nicknamed Cliff by the staff at St Andrew's Brewhouse, has been a regular sight in the courtyard in front of the hall after its fledgling chick left the nest and rested on the ground. Every time anyone went anywhere near him, Cliff would come down and see anyone off, said Luke, staff bartender at the brewhouse.
A local animal sanctuary taking care of a lost parrot has said it has been inundated with calls and offers to rehome the bird. But a spokesman for the charity said they were sceptical of some inquiries, as Amazonian parrots can be worth as much as £1,000. The bird was handed over to the sanctuary by members of staff at Sprouston Junior School, who had discovered him in a tree on school grounds and managed to get him to come down from his perch. Stephen Brown, the Year 4 teacher who first noticed the unexpected visitor, said, "I tried whistling and calling for it to come down, but it just stayed where it was. So we tried to call the RSPCA, but there was no answer. Then after whistling some more, it flew down and sat on my shoulder. We then called the animal sanctuary in the hopes they would be able to reunite the bird with his owner and look after him in the meantime." A spokesman for the sanctuary confirmed they were taking care of the bird and said, "I don't know how long he's been out, but he's been treated with antibiotics for a chest infection now, and he's quite underweight. We're taking steps to get him microchipped so that if he ever gets lost again, it will be easy to reunite him with his owners."
A man glorified hair coursing as he filmed his dogs chasing and savaging the animals on his phone. The videos came to light after police and the RSPCA raided Leo Price's home